Even Frau Lodegear knew to observe a few moments' silence, to give this the respect it deserved. Then he said, "If they were smart swarms of simple-minded bugs, or systems of pulsating energy fields, or plants speaking a chemical language to one another, something enormously different from us, then perhaps Orlo's lucubrations in the extinct pseudo-philosophy of Evanedric might provide us with a few moments' diversion. But the geometers look like us. Orlo couldn't have known that this was the case, so we may forgive him for his temporary delusion."
"But why do they look like us?" I asked, realizing as I said it that I was making a tactical error by asking a question, even a rhetorical one.
"Let me help you," Frau Lodegear said, magnanimously offering the hopelessly confused Fid a helping hand, his giant face on the screen above a picture of amused beneficence. "We know that for months and months, before anyone else knew that the geometers were up there, Orlo was up to something, using the cosmographical devices at your consent to track the icosahedron."
"We know exactly what he was up to," I began. Frau Lodegear cut me off.
"We know what you were told, a story that many of your own Fras and sewers refused to believe. And we know that Orlo was thrown back, that his fellow cultists in the shadowy group known as the Lineage spirited him halfway around the world to Ekba, by an amazing coincidence, the place where the geometers just happened to make their first landfall, and to do it on the very evening when this Orlo happened to mount a long and exhausting nocturnal expedition to the rarefied heights of an active volcano."
"It's not long, it's not exhausting, and we didn't go up at night," I tried to say. But he had reduced me once again to quibbling, and all I'd done was let him draw breath and get a sip of water.
"Help us now, Frau Erasmus,"
Frau Lodegear said, in a perfectly reasonable tone.
"Help us solve the riddle that has so bedeviled us."
"Who is us in this case?" I demanded.
"Those here at the Convox, who sense that there is something more to Orlo than what we've been allowed to see on the Spiele."
I couldn't keep the tiredness out of my voice as I answered,
"What riddle are you speaking of?"
"How did Orlo signal the geometers? What trick was he using to send them his secret messages?"
Here, if I'd been having a drink, I'd have spat it out.
Frau Lodegear's statement raised a commotion. Waves of murmuring, shock, anger, and derisive laughter clashed, lapped, and rolled from one end of the nave to the other. I was too dumbfounded to speak, but merely stood there looking at him for a long while, waiting for him to show signs of embarrassment and withdraw the accusation. But the look on his face was as pleasant, as unself-conscious as it could be. And as his calm, his confidence waxed, mine waned. I wanted so desperately to plane him. But Orlo's words came back to me. They deciphered my analemma, as if he had somehow sent them a signal. Why else would they have chosen to land at Orathena, the very place in the whole world where Orlo had sought sanctuary? Why else would Orlo have made the long and hazardous journey to Orathena? Back to the matter at hand. I dared not enter a serious dialogue with Lodegear, here, before this audience, on this topic. He'd plane me so badly they'd have to scrub my remains off the floor with a sandblaster. And he'd take Orlo down with me. My dialogue with Frau Lodegear was being witnessed by seculars, important seculars, pangendrums, as Orlo would call them. Maybe his sleazy tricks were actually working on them. What was it people used to say of the Rhetors? That they had the power to alter the past, and that they did so every chance they got. I had no power to duel a Rhetor. All I could do was speak the truth and hope it might be heard by friends who could wield such power.
"That's a novel suggestion," I said. "I don't know how you do things in the Order of St. Proc, but as an Edharian, I would look for evidence."
"What of the famous Steelyard?"
Lodegear asked. "The Steelyard favors the simpler hypothesis. Orlo not sending secret messages to an alien starship is simpler than what you are proposing. Oh, no, Frau Erasmus, said Lodegear with an indulgent chuckle.
I'll not let you slip that one past me. Try to remember that intelligent people are listening to us. If Orlo sending messages explains what is otherwise mysterious, then it is the simpler hypothesis.
What mysteries do you think it explains?
3, to be exact. Mystery the first, that the probe landed on the ruins of Orathena, an otherwise desolate and uninteresting site whose most conspicuous feature is an analemma, clearly visible from space.
Anything is clearly visible from space if you have good enough optics, I pointed out. Remember that the geometers decorated their ship with a proof of the Adraconic theorem. What is more reasonable than for them to land on the Temple of Adracones?
They must know we're here, Lodegear pointed out. If they wanted to talk to Theors, why not simply land at Tredegar?
Why blast each other with shotguns? You can't burden me with responsibility for explaining everything that the geometers do, I said.
Mystery the second, Orlo's suicide.
No mystery there. He made a choice to preserve a priceless specimen.
He weighed his own life against that specimen, Lodegear said, making a scale-balancing gesture with his two hands. Mystery the third. He drew an analemma on the ground in the final instance of his life and stood on it to meet the fate he had chosen.